proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor!
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Hugh Hefty.
All week long, we've been showing you things that make men's lives easier.
Yesterday was wives with laryngitis. But today, it's our Tool Time salute
to remote control.
The first television remote was connected to the TV with a wire. It was invented in 1950.
Whoa. Al, my dad had a wireless remote control that was voice activated in 1950.
Tim, that's impossible.
No, it's not. It was called Mom.
Ladies, write to Tim Taylor, care of Tool Time, P.O. Box 327.
A lot of popular toys these days are remote control. Cars, boats, planes, even submarines. But here's my favorite one right here.
Well, what would that be?
Well, the company calls it a flying saucer. It looks more like a blimp to me.
I can't believe you'd be interested in this. It's quiet, it's simple, it's slow.
Just like you, Al. I've installed a little spy camera on it. Watch this. Hey, what do you think this is? The teacher's lounge? Put out that butt. Oh, the humanity.
Can we get back to the show now?
We wouldn't want to muddy up the show with a little entertainment, would we? Okay, now we get to the ultimate in remote control.
And what would that be?
It's called virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
You become the remote control. You become part of the action.
What kind of action?
You name it. Car racing, football. How about basketball? How would you like to go one-on-one with Grant Hill?
Oh, that would be great!
I'm going to slip these on. These are virtual reality optical sensing devices.
Oh, the circuitry must be incredibly small. They look like regular sunglasses.
Now, slip your hand into this. This is a tactile sensory device.
Well, this looks just like the work glove that disappeared out of my locker.
All right, now, when I turn on the machine, there might be a bright light, so watch out.
All right.
Now, turn around.
Oh, my gosh, it's Grant Hill! It's like he's right here. I could almost touch him.
Come on, round man. Show me what you got.
Wow, you really have to dribble it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just give him my patented jump shot.
I guess flannel men can't jump.
Man, well, I don't have to jump. I can just blow by you. You're a virtual reality. I can just blow right by you. That hurts.
Well, it didn't really hurt, didn't it? It was just virtual pain. Did I scare you, Wilson?
Well, not you. It's that flying baked potato.
Well, the manufacturer says it looks like an alien spaceship. Mm. I think it looks like a big Jiffy Pop container.
You know, I tend to agree with you. A real spaceship would have some form of internal propulsion.
Right. It should look more like a saucer.
Yeah, kind of an iridescent glow.
And have a low hum.
Yeah, 26 little diamond-shaped windows all in a row.
What flying saucer are you talking about? One on a forbidden planet or the day the Earth stood still?
Oh, I wasn't talking about a movie.
What were you talking about?
Well, nothing. Oh, look at the rain. Looks like it's going to come.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Were you talking about a real UFO?
Maybe.
Have you seen a real UFO?
Maybe.
Come on, it's just us out here.
Maybe. You know, Tim, I've never told anybody this, but one night when I was living with my parents outside the Turkish city of Cappadocia, I saw an alien craft land.
Did you see little green men come out of it?
No. These men were bluish gray. Assuming they were men, I didn't see any sexually distinguishing features.
Well, you had just met.
Oh, I tell you, it was an amazing thing. I'll never forget it.
Well, how'd the night go? You know, some cocktails and a quick probe?
Tim, I never should have told you about this.
No. I'm sorry, Wilson. I understand completely what happened. Have you been inside shellacking all day? If you don't get enough ventilation, it could really, you know, I do that. I think I'm Aquaman.
What are those?
College catalogs. In case I don't get that soccer scholarship, I need to figure out a great place to go to college, you know?
University of Hawaii? Cancun College? Virgin Island State? You going to college or on a cruise?
All these schools have great academic programs.
Oh, is that why you divided them into beach schools and ski schools?
Hi, guys. Hey.
What's up, Mom?
What are you looking at, Brad? Are those school catalogs?
Yeah, I think it's about time I get serious about college.
It's nice to see you getting motivated about continuing your education. Randy, you could use those same catalogs when you're looking at schools.
Or I could call my travel agent.
Still looking at these weird schools, you know. Don't rule any schools out. Why don't you check into Iwo Jima Community College? Had a very weird discussion with Wilson.
Why? What's new with him?
He claims he had an encounter with space aliens. He saw these blue-green creatures when he stayed with his folks in a Turkish town, Cappuccino.
Were they covered in foam and sprinkled with cinnamon?
I'm serious. He said he had an encounter with extraterrestrials.
Or he dipped into the festival wine a bit early.
Well, I wouldn't dismiss him so quickly, guys. I mean, there have been lots of documentation about people's encounters with aliens.
You think there's a real possibility?
Look, there's some really respected institutions that have entire departments devoted to paranormal studies.
Ooh, yeah, the Department of... Ooh-wee-oo.
You know, Mom, with all the money spent on research, they still don't have any proof alien life exists.
They don't have any proof it doesn't exist.
Well, I guess we know who are the sane members of this family.
Don't lump me in with you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, man.
Hey, Tim. Harry called me, said my saw blade is in. Where is Harry?
He's home with a nasty bug.
What, a parasite?
Close. The loris.
He's home with the flu. Was that for a reciprocating saw?
Yeah, it was.
I know where he put it.
Give me a cup, will you? Do you guys think that alien life exists?
I hope so. That way I'd have a chance with another species.
Yeah. I can see it now. You're gently holding her eight-fingered hand.
While you stare into that one big eye.
And try to figure out which set of lips to kiss.
I know you're messing with me, but I'm still getting a little hot.
I'm talking about extraterrestrials.
Why would a guy need more than two?
Here's your saw. What's so funny?
Wilson claims he saw an extraterrestrial.
Where, his family reunion?
Extraterrestrial, like an alien spaceship.
Yeah, hi-ho, fellas.
Hey.
Wilson. Not a word.
You know, Al, I need some 1/2-inch carriage bolts.
They're right over here on aisle 21.
Mm-hmm.
With
those courage boats be for you, or are you taking them to your leader?
My leader?
Yeah, you know.
Beep, 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 beep. Tim, did you tell them I thought this was just between the two of us?
Well, now it's just between the five of us. It'll go no further than that.
Did you tell Jill and the boys?
All right, the nine of us.
We're sorry, Wilson. We didn't mean to alienate you.
Marty, come on.
You know, I didn't come to this hardware store to be ridiculed.
Well, maybe you'd be more comfortable at Larry's hardware. Today's their going out of orbit sale.
Hey, guys.
Well, Tim, thanks a lot. You have now made me the laughing stock of the neighborhood.
I only told nine people, Wilson, honest.
Here's your mail, Al.
Ah, thanks.
Hey, Milton.
Hey, guys. Oh, Wilson, something for you, too. A sweepstakes letter from Ed McMartian.
Come on out, Wilson, and talk to me. Come on. I know you're in there. At least come out and wave at my little spy cam, Wilson.
You'll enjoy surfing, kayaking, and volleyball on our beautiful white sugar sand beaches.
Wow, that looks great. What is this, the Leisure Channel?
No, it's a recruiting video from the University of Maui.
I think you're going to a college that's nicer than where I spent my honeymoon. Aren't you supposed to be studying?
While you're overlooking the pristine Pacific, you can earn your PhD in marine biology, art history, or psychology.
Hello?
Well, now every time I try to talk to Wilson, he just shoots me down.
The reason Wilson's not talking to you is because you really hurt his feelings.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt his feelings. It's just that alien stuff was just so crazy.
You see, that's the attitude that he's reacting to. Whenever you don't understand something, instead of learning about it, you just make fun of it.
I do that even when I understand things.
Well, you're going to have to learn how to pull back. You know, just because a thought enters your mind doesn't mean it has to shoot right out of your mouth.
Well, if I could change things, I would. Because all I've done now is alienate the one person whose opinion really matters to me.
What about me?
What about you?
Look, if you want Wilson to know that you care about what's important to him, you're going to have to make a gesture.
How about, please?
No. It works for me, but I think we should do is some research on the stuff that Wilson's been talking about. That way you'll be well-informed and it'll show that you take him seriously.
So I got to prove that I can have an intelligent conversation about stuff that doesn't exist.
Right.
Government cover-ups and secret bases in the desert that no one seems to know what goes on there. Yeah. And big crop circles. Ooh, what's that all about? And big balloon-headed things look like they eat too many almonds with those. Yeah. And nighttime abductions and big bright lights and ships that scream in and always get people with no teeth. Wow. Look at that girl. You better hope Mom doesn't catch you looking at this magazine.
No, this is a college catalog I got today. It's from Tahiti Tech.
Man, they let a student walk around campus like that?
She's the dean.
Okay, what do we do?
Well, we're all booted up, so access the server, double-click on the browser icon, and we'll be surfing the net.
Okay. You know, 20 years ago, no one would have understood that sentence, and today, it's just me. I start typing in the subject here, right?
Yeah, try UFO.
Good idea. Probably a few websites, huh?
There's 103,000 websites.
Guess Wilson's not the only one seeing things.
There's a lot of nutcases out there. See what they're saying in the chat room.
A UFO chat room. I bet it's padded. This is unbelievable. People all over the world have documented sightings just like Wilson's.
Come on, Dad. Don't tell me you're starting to take this stuff seriously.
It's not easy to ignore, you know? There's even government documents that show strange phenomena they just can't refute.
Know that? Come on, crop circles, Roswell cover-up. And you know, Elvis is alive and running a laundromat in Cleveland.
Huh. It's a donut shop in Dayton.
You know, I'm surprised at you. How can a sane, rational... Oh, never mind.
I'm telling you, Randy, there are strange things out that we just can't explain. Like, what was that?
It's Mark going to the bathroom. It goes the same time every night.
Okay, that explains the noise. But can you explain why a bladder that young is on such a rigid schedule?
No proof aliens exist.
Entire departments devoted to paranormal studies.
The aliens were bluish gray. Anyone for cappuccino.
Found the file, Jilly.
What have you come up with, Taylor?
Give me my underground sources. This is the triangulated center of all alien activity in the Western Hemisphere.
Easily explained by swamp gas, weather balloons, mass delusional hysteria.
Why do you respond to everything I say with scientific mumbo-jumbo?
Because everything you say is pie-in-the-sky, paranormal, saucer-head idiocy.
Truth is out there.
No. You're the one that's out there.
Sense the presence of an alien.
Taylor, have you noticed these aliens seem to eschew well-lit, ventilated housing?
Do what?
Eschew.
Gesundheit. Right there.
What is it?
It's the alien we've been looking for all our lives.
How can you be sure it's not human?
It's too small. Notice. Delicate, hairless features.
Oh my God.
Ah! Ah! Put his shirt on.
Hi, and welcome back to Tool Time. We're here with professional roofer Tony Bruschetta. He's talking about harnessing and safety.
Tony's going to show us two different systems which allow you to anchor yourself to the roof.
There's actually a third system which allows Al's mom to anchor herself to a frosty frigid air.
Well, Tony's family's been in the business for 65 years. He must have logged a lot of hours on the roof. Does it ever get lonely at the top?
Well, you know, I can't complain. I mean, I've got a roof over my head. Uh-huh. No, wait, it's under my feet.
It's a 30-minute show, fellas. I'll do the jokes. Actually, I've spent a lot of time up on the roof. Ever notice anything odd in the sky, unusual sights?
You know? Tim, not with the aliens again.
No, I'm talking about UFOs, spaceships, that kind of stuff.
I think the audience wants to talk about roofs, not about people from outer space.
You're awfully defensive about this, Al.
There are no aliens.
How do you know?
Hey, maybe he's hiding something.
Yeah, maybe he's hiding the fact that he's an alien.
I am not now, nor have I ever been an alien.
Oh, yeah? What are the first two letters of alien spell? Al. And your mother's quite large. Perhaps she's the mothership. You got the Wilson, some rare Amazonian plant you crossbred with like a North African variety?
They're petunias. Good day.
Wait a minute, Wilson. I was wondering, maybe that spaceship you saw is the same kind that the Army found in Roswell.
What do you know of Roswell?
Well, I know that a lot of people think that a flying saucer crash landed there. I also know about
Sheffield, England, 1962, there was a spectacular sighting there. And in Mexico City,
1983.
Yeah.
You know, Tim, with the difficult time you gave me down at the hardware store, I'm kind of surprised you're taking such an interest in unexplained phenomena.
Well, I figured if a real intelligent guy like you was interested in this stuff, maybe I should learn more about it. So I went on the internet, and I found out there's a lot of people that have had experiences just like yours. And not just people with a shellac dependency.
Well, that's true.
I shouldn't have made fun of your beliefs, even though they sounded kind of crazy to me.
Oh, Tim, I appreciate you saying that. Maybe you could relay that to some of the guys down at the hardware store.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll tell all the guys down there and the mailman and the guy at the gas company.
So, Tim, with all your newfound knowledge, are you a believer?
I wouldn't say that. I'm just open to more possibilities now. But I'm having some really strange dreams.
Oh, about government conspiracies, FBI agents in trench coats, that you are out there?
You know about my dream? Are we having some sort of mind-melding, kumbiotic experience?
No, Jill told me.
I didn't tell her. You said you think Jordan's an alien?
How else could he jump that high?
Shaquille?
You call that an Earth name?
All right, well, Dennis Rodman. All right, give it out.
Look, Tim, these guys don't know I'm onto them, so I'd appreciate it if you don't say anything.
All right. Well, how do I know you're not an alien?
I never said I wasn't.
Yeah, but you're working, so you must have a green card.
More bluish gray.